Tonight, boys soccer sports report for Tuesday, April the 28th, brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. We do have results for Carroll and Kemper boys soccer, both of them picking up victories in both of them on the road on Tuesday night. Carroll Tigers traveled over to Boone, got a nice bounce back win, strong defensive effort with Jared Moore pitching 10 saves and the defense in front of him playing well as well. And the offense had a ton of shots on the night, able to get some of these into the back of the net as they pick up a 4-0 victory. It was Luis Caldera with 6 shots. Landon Peterson also had 5 shots. Kieran Polking, 4 shots. Nolan Stitz, 3 shots. Quentin Polking and Cohen Stipe each with 2 shots. And then 1 shot each for Leo Veit, Ian Quant, Cohen Clucky, and Hank Ryerson. Now let's take you through who scored. Landon Peterson with those 5 shots did have 1 goal. That would put the Tigers on top 1-0 at the 25-10 mark in the first half. It would stay 1-0 into the second half, and Luis Caldera would take over then. He had 6 shots again on the night. He would score back-to-back goals. The first one coming at the 33-38 mark to give the Tigers a 2-0 lead. The second one at the 23-39 mark. So almost 10 minutes later, that put Carroll up 3-0. Leo Veit then added a goal to make it 4-0 at the 20-45 mark. Now the win for Carroll improved them to 6-3-1 on the season. The Tigers are back in action on Thursday. They're going to be hosting East Sac County, and we'll have that broadcast again with Mason Nealon and Jackson Nealon, or Jackson Kerrigan, excuse me, on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. Kemper Knights travel down to Glenwood, coming off that big 1-0 victory over Carroll on Monday night. They would get a 1-0 victory on Tuesday night. Fletch Bating scoring with 13 minutes left in the game to give the Knights a 1-0 lead. They would hold on. Austin Heinrich strong in the goal. The defense very strong in front of him as well. He would finish up with 10 saves. So Bading gets the game-winning goal as the Knights pick up a 1-0 victory. Kemper on a nice run here. They are now 4-3-1 on the season. They're back in action down at the Fieldhouse on Thursday night as they are going to be hosting Red Oak. And that is a look at what happened in boys soccer for you again on Tuesday night. If you missed any of the details, they are typed up below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.